Let's grab our swords. And turn to Romans 8:12. Therefore, brethren, we are what? Debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body or the flesh, you will what? You will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the what? Sons of God. So you got to be led by the Spirit of God to be a son of God, don't you? For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Again, there's something very important here. It says in verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness. There is an inner witness within you. And it's the Holy Spirit that bears witness with your spirit. In other words, he confirms the things that are good. He confirms the things that are bad. He confirms it all. There is an inner witness within you. He bears witness to confirm things. But there's things that prevent individuals from getting the inner witness. It's not about a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's a knowing. The Holy Spirit bears witness with you. You know, when there's a bearer witness, there's a release of such peace. There's no confusion. There's no fear. There's no anxiousness. But you know what? If you're not walking right with God, you're not going to have that. You're going to miss it. You're not going to be sensitive enough with it. Now, you might get convicted through the conscience, but even the Holy Spirit will bear witness through your conscience. He can bear witness of events, of anything. There isn't anything he doesn't want us to have a bear witness, but this is not about a emotion. It's not about a feeling. Well, I feel this. I hate when people do that. Why? Because it tells me they're too soulish or they're too emotional. Man, it doesn't mean that they're wrong. Maybe that's the only word that they know when the Holy Spirit bears witness. I feel. But I don't use that vocabulary. And I don't think we should. When the Holy Spirit bears witness, we have a witness. I have a witness. Amen? Okay. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be what? Teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those of whom by reason of use have their what? Senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Senses are used also to bear witness. Why? Because the Holy Spirit will use your senses. Romans 2:12. For as many have sinned without law will also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. What is the law? The word. For when that when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness. Their conscience bearing what? Witness. And between themselves, their thoughts accusing or else what? Excusing them. And the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Again, the Holy Spirit bears witness. Amen. And your conscience bears witness, the character of your spirit, which is your heart. 2 Corinthians 8, starting at verse 1. When the Holy Spirit gives you witness, and when he speaks, you'll have confirmation. You'll have a witness within you when he speaks. You will not have to say, God told me, God told me, God told me. Why? Because when people do God told me, God told me, God told me, they're trying to convince themselves that God told them. Hello? I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying the Lord put on my heart. The Lord spoke to me. But if you got to prove that God spoke to you, then God didn't speak to you. Is everybody there? 2 Corinthians 8, starting at verse 1. Let's speak it. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberty. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, beyond their ability, they were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and fellowship of the ministering of the saints to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. What did he have? He bore witness in himself of what was going on there. So the Holy Spirit bore witness saying, this is good. This is good. Amen? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. Whose responsibility is it? Ours. Yes. Every day, you present your spirit, soul, and body, your will and everything else to God. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts or your mind. See, so your mind must align. Your mind must align, again, with the Word of God. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Why? Because then you will miss that witness. Everything aligns with the Word of God, no matter what. And the Holy Spirit aligns everything with me and you through His Word so that we bear witness. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 12. Ephraeus, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you always, laboring fervently for you in the prayers that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a what? A great zeal for you. And those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis, Luke, the beloved physician, Demas, greet you. Greet the brethren who also is in Laodicea and Nephrias, and the church that is in his house. So again, he bears witness. See, bearing witness is also bearing witness of character. So, in other words, he was bearing witness that his character is representing the character of Christ. But he had to have a bear witness within him, didn't he? And the Holy Spirit bared witness within him that this gentleman had the character of Christ. See, everything you do, the Holy Spirit will always confirm. Even when you go out to buy something, you always wait for a bearing of witness within you. Especially going out and buying a car, a boat, a house, whatever, you want to bear witness within you. In fact, the Holy Spirit, you'll have a bearing witness within you. He'll be leading you. There'll be a witness. And then, you know, somebody else might even, and he'll give you another witness somewhere along the line. Somebody will come up to you and say, you know, put on my heart to tell you about this, this, and I was like, whoa, poor witness, confirmed. Amen? Out of nowhere, anything can happen like that. So the Holy Spirit will always bear witness that we're on track. He'll also bear witness if you're off track. He'll let you know. Praise God. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Sanctified. Set apart. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Wow. Well, who remembers them? The devil and your carnal part. Now, where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Hello. We are new creations in Christ. Old things pass away and all things become new. As long as you repent with true repentance of all your mistakes, the only one that brings those back up to your face is the enemy. Amen. We know we're not perfect, but God is perfect. Amen. But the enemy brings these things up because he's always trying to bring the things of our past into the present and cause us to stumble or be distracted. But see, you're going to have to bear witness of all of these things. So there's got to be an inner witness within you if you're walking right with God and you're walking according to his word. Yes, that's of God. No, that's not of God. I don't bear witness with that. Amen. I've had people say certain things to me. I was even at an event where a prophet spoke over me, and I said, I don't bear witness of this, because I knew it wasn't my father. It wasn't right, because I know my dad. You know, when you first get saved and you're looking to hear from God, so you go to services, oh, there's a prophet there, maybe he'll give you a word, and there's nothing wrong with that. Amen? Until you learn to hear yourself. Because so many people run to these services to get a word from God. Because they don't hear themselves. They don't get the witness within them. Now, if the Holy Spirit tells you to go, you go. Because he has told me to go. He's told my wife and I to go. We went to a camp in Virginia. And these people were walking all over the place, prophesying, so forth. That's where I learned how to dance. Man, the Spirit of God hit me. I flew everywhere. I was dancing through this whole stadium. It was a whole Coliseum-like. That's when I saw the cloud of glory come in. And it was the altar, it was the throne room of God. And the angels were on the corner. And they were pouring golden, it was looked like syrup, they were pouring over on everybody. Man, when that anointing hit, pow! Everybody was just, whoo! It looked like the Blues Brothers service. I saw the light! Yeah. Glory to God. 1 John 5:6. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who what? Bears witness, because the Spirit is what? Truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has a witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God, bearing witness of him who believes. Now, what's the word believe mean? Follow. So that means you've got to cooperate. Amen? If you're not cooperating, you know, then how can you bear witness? Because you're out of order. You're going to miss it. You're going to try to. Gosh, I wonder if that was God. Well, you know, when you don't know it's God, you wait. You don't do something because you don't know it's not. You don't know. You wait. When you wait, what are you waiting for? Bearing witness. Ah, this is it. Thank you, Lord. Gosh, I'm sure glad I didn't get ahead of you. Hello. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. If they walk in truth, will they be able to bear witness? Yes. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we may become fellow workers of the truth. Praise God. Acts chapter 1. You can discuss something with someone and ask them, do you bear witness of this? And the Holy Spirit will bear witness, or whether it's good or bad, or say, no, that's not right, or whatever. You know? Acts 1 verse 4, let's speak it. Hallelujah. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses to me. Why? Who's the power? The Holy Spirit, the anointing. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and to Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Why? Because he's the one that will bear witness to you. So many times people miss it because they're too anxious, or they try to force a witness. Bearing witness is nothing to be forced. It's to be led by the Spirit. Mark 14, verse 53. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. But Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and all the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. For many bore false witness. There's a lot of false witnesses out there, and that's what the enemy wants to do, is create false witnesses. Now, look, you can have a false witness within you if you're not connected, if there's something wrong, if you open the door somewhere. Familiar spirits love to bring false witnesses. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. Then some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build it another made without hands.' But not even then did their testimony agree." Now, they didn't even understand what he meant, did they? And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, "Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?" But he kept silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, saying to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus answered, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him to be deserving of what? Death. Because they really didn't get a witness in them, did they? And they were supposed to know the scriptures. But they were too busy. They were too sidetracked in maintaining their positions and maintaining their authorities. Remember, Nicodemus was the only one who got humbled, who sought Jesus. He bore witness in his spirit that Jesus was God. None of the others did. John chapter 10, verse 11. "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf scatters the sheep and catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up. And I command it, I have received from my Father. Therefore, there was a division among the Jews because of these sayings. And many of them said, 'He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him?' Others said, 'These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?' That was the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem. And it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in the Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, 'How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' And Jesus answered them, 'I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one's able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are 1. And I'm going to close at Revelation chapter 1, 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the what? Faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever and ever. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. And to God be the glory. Because he says, I am the what? Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, as the faithful witness. Praise God. So you can bear witness within you. Amen. Again, it isn't anything goofy or granola. It's a simple bearing witness. And when you get a bearing witness, you have peace. Now, you know, the enemy knows how to play with you with false peace. He can try and force you to have a false witness and not even know it. Again, his whole focus is to get you out of God's time. Get you out of God's will. Get you distracted so you miss what God's trying to say or do. See, the entanglements and affairs of the world, what does the word tells us as soldiers, we're not to be involved in those entanglements. The cares of the world. Don't worry about anything, what you should wear, what you should eat, whatever. God will make a way where there seems to be no way if you let him. That's why we must be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And not pushed by the enemy. Soon as you sense a push, you stop. Man, this is pushing. No pushy. Lead. Be led. Amen. If you're being pushed to the run, push him back. Resist him, and he shall flee from you. Thank you, Father, for your word. We are honored and blessed, and we ask that you help us to become more sensitive to the inner witness within us, that we may walk correctly before you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.